point out that the Chofetz Chaim points out, since we said yesterday, the purpose of Meiser is to have the money available and ready for the Aniyim when they come, and that's one of the understandings of the purpose of Meiser. So that being said, it's proper that a person should separate Meiser as soon as he receives the money. A person should receive the money, a person should take one-tenth out of the money and put it away separately into a Meiser account. One of the Meforshim perceives the process of Meiser is the idea that we and the Kodesh Baruch Hu are shutfin in the money. Whenever I make money, if I have a shutf in the income, so we split the income. And we can have a shutf where we split 50-50. We can have a shutf where we split 70-30. We can have a shutf where we split 90-10. But Kodesh Baruch Hu and I split this money. We have a shutf. Kodesh Baruch Hu takes 10% and I take 90%. So as soon as the income comes in, we split between the two partners take their shares. The Chofetz Chaim says if a person does not do immediately, a person should at least do twice, preferably twice, and at least once a year, a person should make a calculation of his Meiser and set aside at that time the proper amount. If a person does not, the person should give an exact amount. It should be an exact amount of Meiser. It should not be approximate, if possible. If he doesn't know that, a person should try and approximate the proper amount. What types of income are chayiv in Meiser? So obviously a person has a salary, a person is making money, a person makes a sale, and he has a profit from that sale, he's chayiv. The rule is that when a person gets an income, so that he's chayiv to take Meiser on that income only one time. So the first time a person makes a big sale and he gets a big profit from it, he makes $100,000, he would take $10,000 and put that for Meiser. He invests the $90,000, so he doesn't take Meiser on the $90,000 again, but any income he has from the investment, so next year he makes $5,000 on investments on that $90,000, so he takes $500 off for Meiser. So the first year you take from the principal, the Karen, and the subsequent years you take from the income which comes from that, the interest which comes from that, the dividends which come from that. So a person, when he takes his 1040s, he's going to see his salary, he's going to see the interest income that he's making, the dividend income that he's making. If a person has a profit from a sale. Now what about a person purchases a home and the value of the home goes up? Until he sells the house, he has no chiyuv meiser. He has no actual profit. When we say a person has a profit, it has to mean an actual profit into his pocket. So when he would sell the home, he says the original purchase price was X. These are the costs of the different things he paid to increase the value of the home, and he sold it for a larger amount. So that a person would be chayiv to pay meiser on that amount. Do want to point out that if the reason why it went up is because there was a devaluation of the currency, there's inflation, etc. So it didn't really go up in price, just the currency went down in value, so it sells for a higher price. That's not considered income for Meiser purposes. But if we're talking about an actual the value of the home went up because of location, etc., whatever reason, there's something which drove the actual value of the home up. That would be considered. Now, one more thing I want to point out. Many people get fringe benefits. They get employer benefits. They get medical insurance, health insurance, those type of things. This is real income in a person's pocket. It has a value to him, not in his pocket, but it's a value to him. That value is something which is chayiv in Meiser. So a person would be seeing that his employer is paying for his benefits package, his health, etc. That money should be calculated in when a person is calculating his income for the purposes of Meiser. Shir will be at 9:00. Have a good morning.